Election day is next Tuesday, and several statewide offices in Texas are on the ballot. The top of the list is the governor's race. Attorney General Greg Abbott has consistently had the lead on State Senator Wendy Davis in the polls for the governor's race. The Dallas Morning News reports that Abbott has $13 million to spend on the campaign's final days, while Davis has about $1 million on hand. Yesterday, Davis appeared on Comedy Central's Daily Show.
If this doesn't work out, are you out?
No, I'm.
You're done.
I'm going to be the governor, John.
So that's what I meant.
Ashley Cruz Turner, a political science professor at McLennan Community College, says Davis will try to finish strong, but her initial momentum seems to be gone.
For the folks who were hoping for a competitive Democratic race, you know, they were disappointed.
A Democrat hasn't won a statewide office in Texas since 1994, and down the ballot, polls show this year will likely be the same. But one election political wonks are paying attention to is that of the land commissioner. El Paso Mayor John Cook is running against George P. Bush, an energy consultant and nephew to President George W. Bush. The latest Texas Tribune University of Texas poll shows Bush leading Cook by 18 points.
It's almost the only national race, and of course it's no race at all, but it's the one race that seems to have national attention at this late date.
Bush is Hispanic, and many consider him to be a rising star in the Republican Party. Early voting continues through Friday. Election day is Tuesday, November 4th. With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.